KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 65 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Our weather forecast, there is a flash flood warning in effect for the Nottoway River at Clarinda through Thursday morning, a flood warning for the East Nishnabotna River at Red Oak through Friday afternoon, a flood warning for the Nishnabotna River near Hamburg until Saturday evening, and a flood warning for the West Nishnabotna River at Randolph until Friday morning, also a flood warning for Ringgold and Union counties until 6 p.m. today. In the news, emergency officials in Madison County report motorists in two separate vehicles had to be rescued early this morning when those vehicles became stranded in low spots on the road that were covered with water. The incidents occurred about 8 miles south-southwest of Earlham in the 1700 block of Pitzer Road. There were no injuries reported. Heavy rainfall also caused flooding and power outages in Omaha, with storms bringing down tree limbs and high waters stranding some motorists there. Omaha firefighters told the Omaha World Herald that a woman and three children had to be rescued from a minivan that was trapped under a bridge. In some places, manhole covers popped off because the runoff overwhelmed storm sewers. More than 1,300 residents were without electricity Tuesday night in the Omaha metro area. According to reports in Shenandoah, a portion of a downtown building slated for demolition collapsed sometime between 4 and 6 p.m. Tuesday when a strong thunderstorm swept through that community. As a result of the damage, the Shenandoah City Council voted to block Blossom Street between West Sheridan and the alley north of the street out of concerns more of the building would collapse. Local law enforcement officials report 3 to 5 inches of rain caused flooding across many rural locations in Ringgold, Union, and Clark counties, with some roads either damaged or blocked. There were road washouts in Ringgold and Clark counties in southern Iowa and some bridges damaged. Hail slightly larger than the size of golf balls fell in Adams and Taylor counties late Tuesday afternoon. Tree limbs blocked some roads in and near Griswold late Tuesday night. There's also some brief flooding of Bull Creek here in Atlantic, according to the Cass County Communication Center. In Atlantic, at the KJAN studios, we picked up 3.12 inches of rainfall. Voters in southwest Iowa didn't let the storms, and in some cases floodwaters, stop them from heading to the polls Tuesday to help decide on initiatives in three school district special elections. The Lewis Central, East Mills, and Missouri Valley Public School District asked voters to weigh in on voter-initiated funding streams. The Daily Nonpareil reports voters said yes to Lewis Central and Missouri Valley, but rejected East Mills' proposal. Turnout was low in Council Bluffs, where a tax was being renewed, but around 30% of the voters showed up in Missouri Valley, Malvern, and Hastings, where additional taxes were on the ballot. Christy Everett, the elections deputy for Pott County, said the instructional support levy was approved by a vote of 227 to 75. The levy represents about 54 cents per $1,000 of taxable valuation and property taxes based on last year, as well as a 6% income surtax. The levy brings in around $1.3 million annually for the district, and that levy is renewed now for another decade. Voters in the East Mills School District rejected an expanded physical plant and equipment levy, or PEPL, by a vote of 403 to 345, according to unofficial results from the Mills County Auditor's Office. The East Mills Community School District will not expand its board-approved 33 cent per $1,000 of taxable valuation. The district had asked voters to expand that to a $1.34 levy. Turnout for the election was just over 31%. The levy would have generated an additional nearly $4 million for infrastructure projects at East Mills. And in the Missouri Valley School District, voters approved physical plant and equipment levy by a vote of 704 to 153, according to unofficial results from the Harrison County Auditor's Office. About 28.6% of registered voters turned out for the contest. With the outcome, the Missouri Valley School District will double its existing physical plant and equipment levy, which pays for infrastructure needs, to a combined $1.34 per $1,000 of taxable valuation. The levy is expected to generate $2.9 million to help pay for a $7.5 million investment in the district's campus, connecting all the schools together in Missouri Valley and making safety and wellness improvements. The remaining $4.6 million in funding would come through state sales tax revenue. And voters in the Bedford Community School District approved by a vote of 284 to 249 an increase in the district's PEPL from 33 cents to $1.67 per $1,000 valuation. School officials proposed the increase of $1.34 per thousand to cover roughly half the cost of a new heating and air conditioning system in the Bedford K through 12 building. Revenues from the district's local option sales and service tax will cover the remaining half. And in our funeral announcements this morning, Marilyn Conrad, age 85, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Marilyn Conrad will be today at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Charles Martin, Marty Forst, age 62 of Stewart, died Friday. A visitation tribute for Marty Forst will be this evening from 6 until 8 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Lois Dix, age 80 of Greenfield, died Sunday. Funeral services for Lois Dix will be on Thursday, tomorrow at 10:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Eldon Hoig Ranney, age 87, formerly of Walnut, died Saturday in Minnesota. A celebration of life service for Eldon Ranney will be on Friday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Nelson Boylan, Lorette Funeral Chapel of Red Oak, is in charge of the arrangements. Louise Miller, age 94, of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Services for Louise Miller will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Presbyterian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Jane Green, age 67, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Shelby, died Tuesday. A memorial service for Jane Green will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Shelby United Methodist Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. June Anderson, age 58, of Waverly and formerly of Atlantic, died July 21st. A gathering of family and friends and a potluck dinner in memory of June Anderson will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Cumberland Fire Department. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And Janice Munn, age 93, of Manning, died Tuesday at the Manning Hospital. Services for Janice Munn are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.